Please enjoy this Verizon ringback tone while your party is reached.
Kyle, hi.
Hey, Jim.
Yeah, what's the good news?
Hey, so I just spoke to my underwriters. They said usually the cutoff for credit on the equipment is going to be 600. So if you're above 600, there's usually a good shot at least of getting the approval on the equipment, which I think is the much better route for you with your situation.
That the other application?
No, that's the one that you figured you filled out the equipment one. You said right?
Right, it's the one I have now.
Okay, do you have a quote on the truck that you were looking at, like a quote or an invoice on it?
Oh, I don't have any invoice on it. We're looking at a truck that it's not quite up for sale, but it's going to be up for sale. So,
is it through a private party or is this through like a vendor?
Well, it's they're called ConMat. They're a sand and gravel business.
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to get one of their trucks that they take out of service, so.
Okay.
I don't even know, so I really don't have anything concrete on what we're going to buy, so I don't want to say that's the truck we're going to be buying either, so I just more or less want to get the... Oh, so would it be better for me to submit a truck at this point, or what we're buying?
Yeah, I mean, to get an approval, we need to know kind of at least maybe the model and the year of the piece of equipment you were looking at, just so we can give you an approval on that. We can't really give you an actual approval without like a quote or some sort of description, at least of what you were looking to take on, just so we have a ballpark there. But have you been in contact recently with the company that you were looking to buy them from?
About a week ago, so.
Okay. I mean, if you're able to at least get them on the phone and meet up.
I gotta get a price and a...
Exactly. If you don't have any documents, that's fine. We just need to kind of know at least a ballpark of what you'll be working with since it is a private party.
Well, that makes sense. Yeah.
So if you're able to, get the year, model, maybe the miles on it, stuff like that, just basic information, that'd be enough to at least get a pending approval just to see if we can get you on the approval. And then as soon as you're ready to pull the trigger, we get them funded in 24 hours and you can immediately take over that piece of equipment. But I will say, at the end of the month, we usually are able to get away with a few more specials here and there than usual. So if you can get that information on the truck and get that sent back over to me, do you have our fax number? Because I know you said you're not good with email, so I'm assuming you're going to fax
it.
Yeah,
it's on your application here, so I have that.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, as soon as you're able to get those numbers, shoot that over there with the application there, just the quick specs as to what you were going to be purchasing, and then with the tax return and the bank statements, you get that over, and we can usually get you an answer in right around 24 hours.
Very good. I'll talk to you soon then, Kyle.
Sounds good, Jim. We'll be in touch.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.